I'm Carmen Norris, and you're listening to the Bad Alibi Podcast. Dear whoever finds this letter, another one is coming. I can tell because I taste blood in my throat, and my heart begins to tighten each time. I'm in a log cabin with dark brown, almost black wood. The TV only plays reruns of the same stuff on every channel. Well, on all two of them. Not a single commercial. I never thought I'd miss commercials. Well, I can't think of any, but in my gut, somehow, I know I quickly grew tired of them, and a few were pretty catchy. Outside is blindingly bright, with flat dirt all around, I think. And then there's nothingness. Maybe some houses out in the distance I can't recall a specific look of. They seem so small, and so far, I almost question if I'm imagining them. I don't leave my comfortable log prison. I know I've done it several times before, and I can't remember why. I just know that when I think of doing it, I lose all feeling in my legs and my mouth goes dry. It's like my heart grows a hand, clutches my throat and chest whenever I think of going out there. Why does my body seem to remember everything my mind won't? I begin to tremble when I think about the situation too much, but sometimes I forget my fear and I'm content. I sit in my rocking chair and try to let my mind wander to anything so I can remember what a real life felt like. My brain feels like something is clawing at it to keep those doors closed, and I always give up shortly after. When I'm hungry, there's always the same flavor of chips on the side table, open, facing me. I never seem to run out. I also never see anyone come in to give me more food or toiletries or see anyone at all. Oh, another one fell. I have moments of clarity like now, where I wonder why I'm here. What did I do? It's always a reminder everything is completely wrong. I don't know what awful place I'm in, but I want to leave. I can't do this. I don't want to be here. And where is here? Why am I set up for comfort and loneliness? It's always sunny here too. I don't know if there is anything else it could be, but there is no nighttime. And I thought something like a nighttime used to exist. I'm in some place where I wonder if the moon was ever real or something I made up. And what is a moon? Why is it I can remember something that I'm pretty sure is mundane about before, but nothing else? I have to turn the TV up while I write this because the loud sound serves as a distraction from the arm that just fell by my window. I will my mind into a happier place, so I'll notice the smell a little less until it's cleaned up by whoever. Am I going insane? If not, I hope I do. Losing all sanity would be safer, easier. Not knowing of the danger I'm in, not being able to focus on the fact that I don't know how I got here or what was before here. That sounds like a dream. Dreaming sounds like a dream. I rarely even sleep anymore. I can't picture a life outside of this place. I don't know what's happening to me. I can't be the only person left. I hear them screaming up above, and then it goes silent and limbs get discarded. I change the channel to the TV to distract me from that. Both channels are just loud static with lines going in different directions around the screen. Those lines are my only friends. I have no way to send this out, but I hope that even after I'm long gone, someone finds it and it helps bring clarity to whatever is going on here. Hopefully you can help the others before they become nothing but falling limbs. Signed, Rick or Lana or Courtney. Ugh, someone. I can't remember my name. I thought I knew it before. My heart pounds as I hear a knock by the front door where the limbs fall. No one ever knocks. I didn't see a door before either. The thought of this being over quiets the fear and the nagging warning that's telling me opening the door is the worst thing I could do. It's worse than not knowing. But I want this to be over in any way possible. So here I go. Oh, and if I have any loved ones that I can't remember, tell them I love them and goodbye. I don't want them or anyone to come here looking for me. Hey, y'all. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Bad Alibi Podcast. Want more thriller, suspense, and horror? Check out badalibibookbox.com. It's a monthly thriller subscription box that has a recently released novel, short stories you can be paid to write, and 3 to 5 goodies. Check it out at badalibibookbox.com.